Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Exploring the Workforce segment. I'm Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, we are pleased to welcome Fayette High School Principal John Moulter. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Kara.
In this segment, we are going to discuss the 2025-2026 school year. Mr. Moulter, could you please share with us how you began your journey in education?
Well, it's a long journey, actually. I worked for the state of Ohio, and we are doing an event where we're trying to get people back in the workforce. And a professor at the University of Toledo had been part of the program, and he came up to me after the program and said, "You ever think about being in education?" And honestly, I said, "Heck no." You know, I wasn't one of those students that love school, but he convinced me to look into it, and that's where the journey started.
That's awesome. So you had another path that you were thinking about.
I did.
And then it turned. And now how long have you been in education?
I've been in education over 25 years, 15 as administrator, and this will be my 13th graduating class at Fayette High School.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
What do you want people to understand about your line of work in education?
The one thing I don't think people understand in general in education is it's not a 9-to-5 job. We, as administrators, it's not a job that you can just leave at the workplace. When you go home, you're dealing with people. It's a people business, and you can't just shut that off. You know, I think principals, we cover a lot of sports, so sometimes there are 16-hour days with the drive time. But the biggest thing is when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with feelings, and you just can't shut that off. And so whether you're with your family or you're at an event, you're constantly thinking about, like, how's that kid doing or how's that family doing?
And what essential tools do you use on a regular basis in education?
So one of the biggest tools I think that I've had to learn to utilize and get better at is communication, in particular in listening. That actually was one of my SMART goals. I felt like a lot of times I was listening, but I didn't hear what they were saying because I was so fixated on what I wanted to accomplish and what the agenda I had and how I wanted that to go. So I think that that's an essential skill just in general. And I've learned that throughout the years. Establishing relationships makes that a smooth process. And so that since I've been there for a long time, I know the families, I'm having families come back through the school. And so the communication is more natural, but it's something I definitely had to acquire. I had to improve on my listening skills.
Listening is very hard for all ages and all generations. But as we work on them, we grow. As individuals.
We do.
What is the biggest challenge you're facing in the education industry right now?
I think that the common thing that you're going to hear is what everybody's going to say is just the resources of people. It's really difficult to get, first of all, get the kids to school because it's hard to get bus drivers. Transportation is a big issue. Attracting people into the field. We have to find a way to attract young adults to go into the field of education, and I think they're making it more attractive, but it's a challenging field, and I think that if we could somehow find a way to raise the pay scale, I think that will attract more people.
What is the website where individuals can go to see what jobs are posted for Fayette?
Well, we do it numerous ways. You can go to our website, our Fayette Local Schools website, and additionally, you go to our Facebook. We do actually communicate a lot of our items through the Facebook because that's the media that people use.
And what is one piece of advice that if you could give someone starting out in this field today?
I think the biggest thing I would say is that people are going to, there's two things. Either you think that you're going to have the summers off and it's going to be a job that you get vacations. That's not the case. I think that the other component to that is people feel like it's a challenging career, and there's a lot of things that are put on teachers now and administrators. And even though that it's challenging, I really think it's so fulfilling because you can change people's lives.
Anything you would like to leave with our listeners?
I would like everybody to know that when you send your students to Fayette Local Schools, that they're nurtured, they're loved, and they are cared for, and it's a welcoming place. And I would hope that that you know that when we have your children in our school, we treat them as if they're our own.
Thank you so much for listening. We encourage you all to follow us on social media and visit us at the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor for Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs.